How are you, Evan?
I'm good, thanks, Mido. Always good when I hear that intro, getting fired up for the Masters. It's a couple of weeks away. I'm starting to pack my bags. I leave on the 1st of April, so I'm all good, mate. Springs, American springs in the air, so we are fired up.
We are, and we're fired up too because we're at Concord today, Concord Golf Club, and I'm sure a track you've played, I'm sure, numerous times. It's a great track, one of the better ones in Sydney.
It's a lovely course. I have played it a couple of times. It got restored by a famous American architect, actually, a guy called Tom Doak, who's kind of the rock star of golf course architecture. I thought you were about to say you're at Concord Oval, and then I thought you were about to throw me under the bus with me Tigers, because we've got the Sharks this weekend, I believe. But you're at Concord Golf Club. It's a much happier place, I think.
Now, Evan, I think I've asked you a couple of times about what's happening between the LIV and the PGA Tour, but did I see that Tiger's now joined in the negotiations between the Saudi Fund and the PGA Tour?
Yeah, Loz, this thing is just like an episode of Succession. I don't know if you've ever watched Succession, but you had all these huge power brokers fly into the Bahamas or sail into the Bahamas, in Tiger Woods' case, on his yacht Privacy on Monday, and they had these sort of, you know, big high-end negotiations about where this deal is going to go. And Jay Monahan, the commissioner of the PGA Tour, who flew in on the PGA Tour's jet, he sent a text message to the members and said that they had constructive, quote-unquote, talks with the governor of the Saudi Public Investment Fund, a guy called Yasser Al-Ramayn. And I suppose we're half a step closer to hearing about these two sort of, you know, warring entities in golf finally getting together. We keep waiting, but it sounds like they got one step closer and they just had a nice little meeting there in the Bahamas.
Evan, Scotty Scheffler took out the Players' Championship. What a finish. Wyndham Clark with the lip out. Do you think Scotty Scheffler can win the Masters as well, mate?
Yeah, Josh, all signs point to him having the rest of the year kind of like Tiger Woods. You know, it's just, he just keeps winning. He is an absolute freak with the ball striking. He just hits it closer than anybody on the planet. And he finally worked out the putter. So as a guy who won the Masters 2 years ago, he doesn't have that stress on his back anymore of trying to win the green jacket. He's playing better golf than anyone has in the last kind of 10, 15 years. So, you know, absolutely, you know, get on him to win the Masters. I really can't see anyone beating him there, barring a miracle.
Talking of the Masters, then, how many Aussies will be lining up?
We've got five, actually. We've got four pros and we've got a young amateur called Jasper Stubbs, who won the Asia-Pacific Amateur in Melbourne to get into the Masters. So it's a good little healthy contingent there. Five is, it's not our biggest that we're ever sending, but it's pretty healthy. And we've got four decent chances. You know, we've got Jason Day, who's been second there before. We've got Adam Scott, who's won. We've got the young firebrand Minwoo Lee, who's playing some really good golf. And we've got Cam Davis, the, you know, supreme ball striker. So not a good showing from our boys at the Players' Championship, which is usually a bit of a litmus test for the Masters, considering it's the best field in golf. It's on a course that asks similar questions of players that Augusta National does, and we didn't have a single Aussie in the top 20 for the first time in 18 years. So not a great sign there, but hopefully as they go away and work on their practice, they arrive at Augusta, you know, pretty fired up to maybe be the second Aussie to ever win the Masters.
Is Cam Smith playing in that?
He is, yeah. Cam Smith is right in amongst there, and he's playing on LIV Golf. They've actually got one more start on the LIV Golf Tour. That's in Miami at the Doral course, the famous Doral course that Donald Trump owns. And I guess we'll get a good gauge, because that's quite a difficult golf course. We'll get a good gauge of where Cam's game is at when he goes there. And he just recently lost in a playoff in Hong Kong on the LIV Golf when that tour went to Hong Kong. So it's hard to gauge Smithy's form at the moment, but he's the sort of guy, he's finished second and fifth at the Masters. It really brings out his creative mind, and he's always going to be a threat at Augusta National. We just need him to be in some strong form.
Evan, did I read that John Rahm has made the dinner menu for the...
Ah, yes.
What's going on there?
No, this is what
the
they
defending
do.
Champion. Oh, he gets the,
is
the
it?
Right.
Yeah, I'm just reading it. It is.
How good's that? What's on the menu? Do we know?
So we do. So, Josh, so get this right. One thing I only found out recently is that Augusta National makes this big deal out of the Masters Champions Dinner. So the champion from the year before at each Masters sets the dinner menu, organises the wine, all that sort of stuff. But I only found out a couple of years ago, the champion actually foots the bill for that. And it was Adam Scott that told me that. He got there, Adam Scott's menu in 2014, the year after he won the Masters. And they get all the living Master champions in the room, and they get the Augusta National champion in the room, and they trade colourful, you know, probably X-rated stories and all sorts of stuff. And Adam, you know, puts on this huge Aussie banquet, mum's pavlova, oysters, Grange, bottles of Grange. And then he gets the bill at the end of it and he goes, oh, shit, I didn't know that. I didn't know the champion had to pay for it. But anyway, we got John Rahm being a Spaniard. You know, there's a lot of Spanish influence on his menu. He's got some creamy chicken corn fritters. He's got cured pork loin, you know, very Spanish. He's got some spicy Basque chorizo to start. And he's got a Basque crab salad and then a choice of the Basque ribeye or a turbot. I don't even know how to pronounce that fish, but Navarra white asparagus. So either fish or a steak option. And then for dessert, he's got puff pastry cake, custard and chantilly cream. So very nice Basque country feast for the Master Champion. Yeah. And I'm sure they're going to love it.
Yeah, lots of tapas to start. Sounds good. Sounds good.
Lots of tapas.
I can't believe they have to foot the bill. I know. Well, you know, they got plenty. They're fine.
Loz wouldn't be winning it. He'd be like, I'm not winning.
Imagine DX.
I'd be running second.
I'd be lipping out all the time.
Yeah, Mido, I dipped into their, $3 million, you know, that they won the year before that. So I think they'll be okay, but it always comes as a bit of a surprise to those Master Champions. They didn't know that.
I love it. I wonder if Adam Scott's like, instead of the Grange, I just should have gone that, I don't know, that $90 bottle.
I reckon by the end of the day, boys, let's come up with our ones. I've come up with a little one. A pie, a barbecue, a Lamington. And the goon bag. Cheap and easy.
I mean. Imagine what Phil Mickelson would say about that. Okay, so what have we got this week? We've got the Valspar. Who are we tipping?
Throw the kitchen sink on Brian Harman. So,
Ricky Ponting. You
know, Ricky Ponting. Both guys have been asked about that, and they both have seen photos of each other, and they acknowledge, yet we look alike. It's hilarious. But Brian Harman, left-hander, hits it short and straight. Very, very sort of strategic golfer. Won the British Open last year. Got absolutely annihilated in the British press because they were obsessed with his hunting. He hunts with a crossbow, Brian Harman. He's a good old boy from Georgia. And they were just obsessed with the animals that he hunts and how he hunts them. And I remember sitting in the press conference at the British Open at Royal Liverpool, and one of the British tabloid journalists asked him, at what distance are you most deadly? So it was. They call him Brian the Butcher over there. But anyway, Brian the Butcher tied second at the Players last week. Absolutely playing some phenomenal golf. And the Copperhead course at Innisbrook, which is where the Valspar is, it's a very kind of, you know, dog-leggy, little sort of tight, short, strategic course. Always, not many of the big names tend to win here. It's usually the shorter guys that are a bit more accurate from the tee. So I'm going with Brian Harman for that reason, plus the fact that he tied second last week. He's paying $21. And even, you know, it just wasn't $8 for Xander Schauffele, who was also second last week. Just not enough for me. So I'm going Brian Harman, $21. And then also for a top 10 pick, Canadian Nick Taylor's playing some really good golf at the moment. He's paying $4.25, and it kind of shorts, it suits his shorter game. And then Aaron Baddeley, I'm going with a bit of experience. Bads has played this course plenty of times over the years, and he's 20 years on the PGA Tour. Min Woo Lee's not good enough at $1.37. So Aaron Baddeley for your top Aussie at $5.25. Nick Taylor for your top 10 at $4.25. And Brian Harman to win at $21. Those are my picks this week, boys.
Okay, love it. Did you tip us Wyndham Clark last week? Someone saying on the text line.
I did, yes. I tipped Wyndham Clark last week.
That's devastating.
I know. And what did I say last week? It was $41, and I said, that is absolutely obscene odds for the US Open champion who won Pebble Beach only a couple of months ago, or not even a couple of months ago, and he has a shocking lip out on the last hole to join a playoff. So, you know, if you're riding that cash out option, I'm sorry, but all I can do is lead the horse to the water.
That's it. That is as brutal beat if you rode that through and you had Wyndham Clark, because goodness me, it's one of the tougher lip outs you'll ever see. But, mate, thank you. Have a good week, and we'll chat next Thursday.
Thank you, boys. Hope you get to have a hit at Concord today. Lovely golf course.